Welcome to the Something to Gnaw On podcast. I'm your host, Nate Vineo, and we have been doing a crash course through the Old Testament, then a scenic route through the book of Isaiah, and today I'm going to slow it down a little bit further even, and it may even look like a camping trip through chapter 7 of Isaiah. Hang in here. I've got something I want to share with you real quick before next week. In 2014, for a bit of background here, my wife and I were in the middle of a separation. In that separation, I had a business that imploded, a long-standing business that imploded, and it made sense that it did. As a result of that, I was kind of floundering. I was looking at starting a transportation job. If I could be out on the road making some money, I figured, you know, hey, that'd be a good deal. Wouldn't have to deal with anybody, make some money for the family. We're good. As I started that, I got a call from some friends in Montana with an opportunity to work at a gold mine up there. And given the liability of starting a new business in the midst of this whole situation, I jumped at the opportunity to work at the mine. That said, the situation at the mine was quite the Wild West operation, if you will. When I went up there, I stayed with my mom and dad and drove about a half hour outside of town on highway, on blacktop, on pavement, and then I hit the dirt road and drove about another half hour on backcountry logging roads and Forest Service roads until I reached the mine site. It was really a unique opportunity in that, and when I say that it was a Wild West scenario, I would say several of the guys had criminal records. One of them in particular had just gotten out of jail for a pretty, we'll just say a pretty, we'll say maybe it floats in the area of a violent crime. And he was, you know, he'd come to work every day and he had the biggest smile on his face because he wasn't in jail anymore. It was, and ironically, I would say one of the nicest guys out there. You know, he's just glad not to be jailed. That said, several of the guys carried guns. I carried a gun. Didn't carry it on me while working, but I brought it with me in the truck. But there were a few people who would carry guns around, or at least in their vehicles, which were within distance. So, you know, you kind of always had your eye out to see who was doing what and caused you to, you know, be on your guard somewhat. But so when I say kind of a Wild West setting, obviously it was 2014, but we were a long way from any law enforcement and, you know, everybody was kind of prepared for stuff. So while I was out there, though, I started working in a shop out there, just kind of organizing some things. Within a few days, I ended up with a shovel and a pick in my hand working down in the pit. After a while, I started keeping a notebook with me and started keeping notes on what was going on when the geologists would come by looking at stuff. And before long, I had developed a nickname up there of, we kind of laugh at it as a family anymore, but they called me the professor up there because I'd ask questions that nobody else would ask, you know, as we're working on this project. And I've quite honestly, I'm fascinated with geology as a result of this job. But as it pertains to this study through Isaiah, as I was talking with these guys, there was part of the mine site that we weren't working where there was a significant deposit of gold. And what I wanted to talk about today as it relates to our study in Isaiah is that where they found this gold deposit, the way in which they found it was quite unique. And if you're in the mining industry or, you know, you'd understand this, but if you're not, this is really kind of a fascinating way that they went about it. They would go through initially and do core samples where they would drill down deep, take core samples, study the core samples, and they would graph how far down they would find gold in the drill sample. They would graph that on a map, and it would take quite a while to do of the whole area. And then they would move on to another deal. If you remember the war against Iraq, back in, oh, what was it, 91, 92, something along those lines. They were looking for Saddam Hussein's bunkers, and they used what is called ground-penetrating radar. In the same way they used that over there, they used that in this gold mining site where they would fly over and do ground-penetrating radar. And that ground-penetrating radar, the radar would react and penetrate in such a way that it would show you what is most dense underneath the ground and how far down it goes. And they would make a map in that sense, and you would have some sort of a shape or an outline of where dense material underground would be. And they would take that map and they would set it aside. And then the last thing they would do is they would come through, and I believe it was with some form of electromagnetic pulse or current that they would put through the ground. And they would find that there was certain amounts of resistance, and they would map that resistance out, and they would set that map aside. Then what they would do is they would come back, and they would take all three maps, and they would lay all three maps over top of each other. And each map had a completely different shape to it as far as where they thought the gold was. And what they found is that each of the maps had an overlay in certain areas. Now, they each had areas where the map would say, hey, there's probably gold here. And another one would say, hey, we didn't detect anything there. But there was definitely this place in which they overlapped and which it was clear that the highest probability of finding gold was right in that spot. Now, what in the world does that have to do with studying Isaiah? It has everything to do with the manner in which we're going to study Isaiah. I feel as I'm going through this that as I study Isaiah, I'm seeing that there is depth here that I feel like the Lord is wanting me to dig into deeper. And as we look at this chapter 7 and Ahaz in Isaiah 7, we also see that there is overlap, a different map in 2 Kings 16, and another one in 2 Chronicles 28. And what happens is as you dissect and get into each of those chapters about Ahaz, there's overlap, and you understand that's a great place to start, and that's where it all begins. But then you find that each one has a subtly different characteristic that it brings to the whole picture. And that takes time to develop. And so today, as I bring you this story and this thought, what I'm really bringing you is just a heads up. That, like I said, I feel like God's taken me deeper into this, and I want to relay that to you. In taking me deeper in that, it's taken me longer to prepare than I had anticipated. 2 weeks ago, I ended up taking a week off so I could get that last episode out. And here I am trying to get this next episode out, and I don't want to cheat you, and I don't want to cheat myself, and I don't want to cut God short on what He has to say through this. In this moment in time when these episodes come out, it's going to take about a week extra right now for me to get these episodes out, and I pray for your patience. That said, once these episodes out, those who come to the podcast will have the opportunity to binge these right in a row. So there's a sacrifice on your part, the faithful who listen to this week in, week out, waiting for that deal on Friday. And I watch that from time to time, and there's just a serious number of downloads every Friday morning when the podcast comes out. And I appreciate that. And I don't want to disrespect you in any way, shape, or form. At the same time, I don't want to disrespect what the Lord is leading me and what I feel like He's leading me into. There is some powerful stuff in this chapter 7, and I may go back to the short 15-minute form, but for the time being, we're probably looking at doing every 2 weeks for a little while here, and at that, probably about a 30-minute time frame on that. So I believe you'll be blessed with this study. I'm just asking that you be patient with me to give me an extra week to prepare. That said, at the same time, over the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be having a couple of interviews with the Connecting the Gap podcast. And I don't know when those will be aired, but doing an interview is kind of like shooting from the hip in a conversational style. That doesn't dig into my preparing for the podcast, but there will come a time where one of those episodes deals much more intently with some of what went on at the mine while I was there, and looking at how God moved in the lives of some people and how God protected me from some things in that situation. And I look forward to sharing that story because it's a really cool episode in my life that highlights God's work. Additionally, there's going to be a conversation in there that you're going to recognize, and that is the conversation in another episode with them, a conversation about studying the Bible and the power of getting into the Word. So all of that being said, this today is really more of an informative, hey, this is what's coming down the pike, a request for your patience in me getting this information out and this study out. Again, it'll be much more of an expository style as opposed to the quick and parable style devotionals that I've been doing up to this point. So anyhow, thank you so much. May God richly bless you. And I will catch you next week with more of Isaiah 7. God bless.